If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release, or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm off right, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Paul Andrews and the Kent Business Bunker on Channel Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We heard from the lovely Max Gooding of Gooding & Wood in the first part of the show. We've had quite a bit of Twitter feedback, and I'm just going to read some of those tweets that have come in while we were listening to Start It Up. Do you get it, guys? Do you get it? Start It Up by the Rolling Stones.
You sit up all night thinking about that.
Yeah. The FSV Kent and Medway have said, we agree on collaboration. We work together with groups such as the British Chambers of Commerce, the CBI, and when lobbying government on big issues. Neville Gaunt has said, spent years working in oil and gas, competing and collaborating. It's simple if you collaborate up front. Absolutely. And Whitstable Stove Shop, the lovely Mark Smith, has said, I love collaboration. Think we've done some of that. Otherwise, just make something up about the shop.
Yeah, we know what it'll be. You'll say they've moved.
Yeah, I'll tell him he's in Faversham now.
See,
or something.
Those that don't know this in-joke, listener, Paul Andrews frequently, we've had arguments where he's insisted that they've moved to Faversham, and I've said that they haven't. Yeah. And, of course, I was right.
Of course you were.
As usual.
Anyway, the Whitstable Stove Shop, which actually is in Whitstable,
Saddleton
and is run
Road.
By the lovely Mark Smith, has a range of...
Wood burners,
pizza ovens...
Barbecues.
And why don't you tell them, Jules?
Wood. Smoky things.
Smoky things.
Yeah, you know, things to make it taste smoky.
Yeah.
You knew what I meant.
Hickory bricks.
That too.
Yeah.
Have you got hiccups?
No. Check them out, Whitstable Stove Shop. They're into collaboration too.
So, they're lovely.
Keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you. I want to tell you about this now as well. Regular listeners to the Business Bunker Show know that we do a regular feature in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School on a project called Think Big, the Business Improvement and Growth Project. And it's a massive, ongoing, many years research program involving many thousands of small businesses that the university have partnered with, analysed, surveyed, followed, stalked and done all kinds of other things. And they came out with 10 traits. Now, these aren't templates. They're not 10 things you must do to be a success. But they are 10 traits that are continually displayed by entrepreneurs and successful business people. And once a month, we discuss one of those traits, okay? And later on in this month, we'll be doing the next trait in the series, and I think we're up to trait number 6 or something like that. But I've had this email from Dr. Simon Raby, who's the leader of the project.
He's
and he
amazing.
Says, yeah. Dear Paul, it is with great excitement. It is with great excitement we can now announce the launch of Business Improvement and Growth Associates Limited as an official spin-out of the University of Kent. So they've taken their own advice and started a business. Brilliant. The vision of BIG Associates is to be known as the go-to place for research and business support for ambitious owner-managers and those with whom they work across the world. The organisation is now the home of the Promoting Sustainable Performance Programme, that's the PSP programme, of research focused on understanding what drives SME growth, along with the suite of products and services delivered under the banner of BIG, of which the BIG Journey and the BIG Network are examples. Our team will continue to develop and grow so that we can best serve you. We are honoured to welcome Hamish Clifton into the role of Regional Director for the South East. Hamish has developed and grown a number of businesses in the UK and will bring a wealth of experience and knowledge with him. Hamish looks forward to exploring the way The work will... hold on, I lost my plot here. Exploring the way the work will develop with you and how you can benefit from these developments. We will remain integral to the work within Kent, as will Toby, that's Toby Lindsay, with Hamish taking day-to-day management of the various programmes. You will also be introduced to the other new faces over the coming months as the work progresses, giving you the benefits of insights from new sources of business expertise. It's always been our vision for BIG to expand, and our aim is to have a presence in every region of the UK and every country in the world. This growing presence can be used to support participants of the BIG programmes in accessing an even richer suite of businesses, a personal experience of business owners like you. And we're going out beyond the southeast, and BIG will impact businesses in the Midlands under the leadership of Mark. That's Mark Gridland, who's a professor. Mark's role is professor of SME growth and development at the University of Birmingham, and has caused a great deal of interest, and significant investments are being made in a research team that will fulfil a national and international agenda, along with a regional business support team. It's our intention that we will facilitate opportunities to network with these ambitious businesses. Simon will also take BIG International, initially to Alberta in Canada over the next 12 months, through the award of an international Leverhulme Fellowship. Once again, let us reassure you that we will both be travelling back and forth to Kent on a regular basis. Above all, we would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your continued engagement, and very much looking forward to working with you on the Business Bunker in the future. So that's brilliant. For those of you that want to find out more about it, that want to download the free resources that are available, or download the very, very cost-effective research programs, as little as 25 quid for some of the research data, if you go to the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, to the blog pages, and look at BIG blog, all the details are there, and there are free you can download a free copy of the mini booklet on the 10 traits. You can download some other free resources, and you can access some paid research data as well, should you wish to do that. So do check that out. Jules.
There's a Whitstable. This is very exciting, actually. The Whitstable Produce Store, which is a little place on the corner near the Duke of Cumberland that I frequent, Paul Andrews.
You frequent every pub on the East Coast.
It's selected as one of the 2014 small businesses. It's in the run-up for Small Business Saturday UK. And they're thrilled to have been selected as one of them, one of these 100 businesses that will help to profile all UK small businesses in the run-up to Small Business Saturday on Saturday the 5th of December. This is also the store's second birthday, and they opened on Small Business Saturday in 2013, so congratulations, guys. Their day, they say, is on Thursday the 3rd of September, and they will be having a three-day celebration from the 3rd to the 5th of December. Plans include special commissions by regular suppliers, decorations by Whitstable oyster maker Oiwa Chung.
That's easy for you to say.
Oiwa Chung. She doesn't sound very Whitstabilian to me. Our hamper competition. Was that hamster or hamper? No, I think it's hamper. And a very special top-secret cake baked by, guess who? The Queen of Whitstable Cake Makers, the award-winning cake maker, Sally for Cakes.
Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes, go Sal.
I have partaken of many of her cakes, haven't you, Paul?
Your weakness, isn't it? Her lemon drizzle cake.
In fact, we are wearing them today.
Exactly.
We're very proud that we work with over 20 small Kent businesses, they say, every day, and the makers and producers who supply us, and we want to share our membership of the Small Biz 100 with them. If they don't do what they do, we can't do what we do. So the website to check this out is smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com, or on Twitter, the hashtag is smallbiz, that's B-I-Z, sat, S-A-T, U-K, and smallbiz100. So they're the hashtags to use. And congratulations, guys. You can find them on the Twitter at WHIT Produce, W-H-I-T Produce. And it's a lovely little shop. I go in and just have a little smoothie.
Cool.
Sometimes a cake.
We've had a tweet from Eden Valley Chamber. It says, shout out please for a free networking event on the 30th of September in Edenbridge from 6 to 8 p.m. Follow us for more info. Thank you, Business Bunker. And you can follow them on the Twitter at EV Chamber. EV Chamber. And the lovely Alex Waterton of FKs has said, FKs and ADM Computing are tuned into the Business Bunker show over here in Canterbury. We've just delivered a Windows 10 seminar for new adopters of the system. So, well done, guys.
He is a brilliant teacher.
Alex is fabulous. He's a really fabulous guy. Certified Microsoft trainer on all things Microsoft and all products Microsoft. Do you know what we're going to do now?
We're going to talk to Martin.
Our next guest.
It's been a whole hour and 15 minutes.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back, I think, Martin White. Martin, you did come on the Business Bunker show when we were in the depths of New Romney many years ago.
I did, Paul, and I still have my mouse mat. I don't actually have a mouse anymore, but I still have my mouse mat. And occasionally,
the mouse escaped, did it?
Well, occasionally I'll rest a cup of tea on it or something.
Okay.
But I do know you have a new range of T-shirts, so...
Yeah, well, we haven't got any here. Oh. Do you know what I've got? The only thing I've got?
No.
Mouse mats. But they are different.
Well, maybe I could put that one on the right and sort of balance them out.
Yeah, absolutely. You did request a T-shirt, and I was going to save you one, but when I came in this morning, somebody had nicked them all out of the cupboard, so they've all gone at the moment. But in the next batch, I will send you one in the post so that you get one.
Appreciate that.
Okay, not a problem. Anyway, it's a real pleasure to welcome Martin White back onto the Business Bunker show, sans mouse. Martin, thank you so much for joining us again. In the process of launching a new business, and what we're focusing on in this part of the show is some startup businesses. Although really, kind of Max's business is fairly new as well, having only been going a year, but she's a veteran now of a year. You guys are starting. Why don't you tell us, Martin, a little bit about what you're up to and about your new business?
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. Well, over the last sort of 15 months or so, I've been working with startup businesses one-on-one. Mm. So I've been working with the government startup loan program, which you may be aware of.
Yep.
So one of the biggest barriers to starting a new business ultimately is obviously finding the money to do it. Mm. And I know we talk about, and we often sort of poke fun at the government in terms of the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else, but the startup loan program is a fantastic initiative that helps new business startups get off the ground. Mm. You can borrow up to £25,000 over 5 years, for example, at a very reasonable interest rate.
What is the interest rate, Martin?
Well, the interest rate is 6%. So
that
might sound quite high, but
it's not.
No, it isn't. But the key thing about the startup loan program is that you actually get access to a business mentor to help you actually write your business plan in the first instance. And that's not really for our benefit, that's really for the business owner's benefit, so that they have the best possible chance of making a success of their business when they launch their business. So for me, that's been incredibly rewarding, doing that work and helping new business startups write their business plans. But actually what it gave me was the kick up the backside that I needed to actually take a business idea that I'd had further and actually do something about it. And that business idea is Supply My Business. And the idea behind Supply My Business is really to bring all businesses in Kent together in one place to do more business with each other.
It's as simple as that. Bit of collaboration going on there then.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about your own business, if I think about my business, for example, specifically Supply My Business, I have a graphic designer, Alaric King, based in Dover. I have a web development team, Neil Haffenden and the guys at Rethink E-Commerce. Hello, Neil, Matt, Jody, in Canterbury. I have an accountant, Tony Mills, at Mills & Co. In Sandwich. I have a printer, Gary, at printing.com in Raynham. And the key point there is that, as small businesses, we want to do business locally.
Mm, absolutely, we do.
And we may not know these people in the first instance, but ultimately we are going to want to meet with them before we decide to do business with them. And the whole idea about Supply My Business really is to bring all those businesses together in one place so that when I need that particular expertise and resource, I know where I can find it. Mm. And rather than just being a business directory, we've taken that a huge step further, I think, because what we enable businesses to do is actually post tenders for their own business anonymously. So if I need a printer, if I need whatever particular service I happen to need at that time, I can actually produce a tender document on our system, which I can post live, and we will match that with other businesses in Kent that can actually deliver those goods and services that you need. So they can respond directly to your tender request. They don't know who they're responding to, because obviously we don't want people getting spam emails and phone calls and what have you. But ultimately, the person that's issued that tender is going to pick up the phone and say, right, by the way, I'm the chap that you've just tendered for, and I'd like to meet you because I think you could do a good job for me. So it's about bringing those businesses together on those two levels, because those are fundamentally the two things that we need as businesses. We need to find suppliers for our own business, but ultimately we want to quote for other people's business as well, and that's what Supply My Business does.
Absolutely. The simple ideas are always the best as well, aren't they? What was the spark for that? I know you explained why you decided to start a business.
Why I finally did it.
But
yeah, great question. And the spark for that was, you know, I've been a small business owner myself in Kent for the last 6 years. And I've been to numerous business networking meetings, for example, where everybody and every business owner in that room has the same common goal. And that is ultimately we are there because we want to do more business. But outside of that room, you know, what does the reality of your business contact, your business referral network look like? And in the vast majority of instances, it's pretty non-existent. You know, you are simply not, as a business, on your customer's radar. And, you know, what I'm not saying is you shouldn't go networking, because I think personal face-to-face networking is far and away the most effective form of networking. But, you know, how many businesses can actually survive on the business that they get from the people in that room?
Absolutely, because it's too scattergun, isn't it? It's not immediate enough. You're going to meet 24 people, none of whom at this moment need, want or are interested in your product. They might be sometime further down the line, by which time they've forgotten your business card, they've forgotten you had coffee 9 months ago, and blah, blah, blah.
And what you can't do, Paul, as a small business owner, is you can't go networking 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
Because you haven't got the time to do it.
And you're running your business.
Well, exactly. And you haven't got the money to do it either, frankly. So you need, you know, you need a cost-effective vehicle that's actually going to get your business noticed. And actually, you know, deliver those all-important business leads.
And, of course, the other thing that doesn't work, and this is me talking, although we had a conversation about this earlier, I got followed, linked to someone recently on LinkedIn, and the next thing they sent me was an email saying, do you want to buy this and that and the other? And Martin and I had a discussion about this as well. That doesn't work. It doesn't work, guys. It does not work. In fact, it does the opposite. Please don't do that. And again, it's one of those scattergun things. And nowadays, scattergunning stuff is just pointless, because although we have the means to do that with social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook and stuff like that, there's just a trillion people. And if everybody does that, the whole thing will just collapse under its own weight and you won't get anywhere. So I really love what you've done as an idea in terms of pulling it together so that if I want to buy something or I want to sell something, I can go somewhere and do it. And then basically, presumably, the people that are in the market for something will go there and say, I'm in the market for this at the moment. This is where I need to look.
And they will have the peace of mind that, you know, that the businesses that are going to respond to that have all had testimonials and been rated by people that have done business with them. But also, they can trade anonymously in the first instance. So they're not going to be bombarded with sales calls, you know, as we've just described. You know, very discreetly, I can post a tender for my business online. I can review 5 or 6 responses to that tender, and I can decide when and who I'm going to pick the phone up to and ultimately have a conversation with.
It's odd, isn't it? We jobs in Kent, which is my day job, We increasingly get more and more employers that call us and say, we'd like to advertise, but we'd like to advertise anonymously. And the reason is they get inundated with all kinds of rubbish if they put their name on anything.
Plus, get other agencies calling them.
They get spammed by agencies. They get spammed by, you know, everyone in the world, basically. Mm. And it's annoying. You know, you just get inundated with stuff that you don't want. So it's a really fantastic idea. I really, really do like it and think it's clever.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that because you're sat in front of me, because as a business angel investor, I get lots of opportunities put in front of me. And one of the things that a lot of people think about when they try and think about a digital business is some kind of portal, some kind of directory. And I spend most of my life going, really? Really? Why would anybody use your directory when they can go to Google and Google it? You know, it just isn't going to happen. And so many people don't see that. Your offering is a completely different kettle of fish to that. You have something very specific that you're doing that makes it worthwhile for people on both sides of that to actually do it. Whereas a lot of just portal things don't have anything about them. You know, why would you do it? Why would you even be on there? So I really do love it. What I'd like to focus on for a little bit, if I may, Martin, is where you are in the process at the moment, because this is a fairly new business. Have you actually launched yet?
Right, so we are going to be launching to people that have pre-registered for our service this Friday.
Right.
For two reasons, really. Firstly, it says a thank you to them for pre-registering. And secondly, because ultimately we want these businesses to test the website as well and tell us what's right with it, perhaps, you know, but also what's wrong with it, crucially.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So that we can fix it before we actually launch proper on the 1st of October.
Okay.
So we're very much at the end of the build process, if you like.
Yeah.
But, you know, this hasn't happened overnight, obviously, so I started this whole process about 15 months ago in terms of, you know, developing the idea, the concept, and actually securing the finance on the back of that to get the thing launched. So, you know, we're very much at the end, but at a very crucial stage in terms of getting the detail right.
Right.
Because I want that user experience to be as optimal as it can be.
Sure.
I don't want to launch it and then have to launch a patch, for example, that
like
certain manufacturers might do in the big world. Mm. So, so we're very much nearly there. This Friday we'll be talking to all our businesses, and I know Max is sitting next to me and she's pre-registered. Thank you, Max. With a view to then launching formally on the 1st of October.
Fantastic.
So to register you need to go to www.supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Absolutely, yes. Thanks, Jules.
You've had a fan listening, Jodie Lawler.
Oh, hello, Jodie.
Jodie works for Neil Havington, doesn't she?
She does, she does. She works in the office, yeah.
Yeah.
Jodie's brilliant. I mean, she's been doing a lot of our social media for us back at Rethink. So, you know,
right.
Fantastic, yeah.
Nice one. Yeah, Jodie's an apprentice there, I believe.
She is,
yeah. Nice one, Jodie. Thank you for that. Glad to see that someone's listening.
But they're a very talented bunch, and I think, you know, that's the other key thing. People don't realise just how much expertise and the skill set that exists in small businesses.
Absolutely.
I think it's far too often overlooked in favour of a big name, big brand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, you know, on TV or whatever it might be, that's trusted and, you know. But actually, if you take the time to listen and meet people, that expertise is quite often in the room that you happen to be in at that time.
Absolutely. It's, for me, it's the human side of enterprise. For too long, certainly back in the 20th century, the game was about being as big as possible. And for me, the problem, I look at lots of institutions, and without being too political, there are political institutions in this country where some people go, we ought to privatise it. To my idea, there's no point, because it's still big. And the problem isn't who owns it, it's the size of it. That's what's causing the problem. It's the bigness of it, because the bigness is what loses connection with your customer, with your supplier, with your staff. You get too big, you lose connection with all those people, and it ceases to be human. And the absolute one of the many things I like about your new business is it's bringing it back down to a human level. It's bringing it back down to a level where we can see that expertise that exists. We can allow people to tender for things that they wouldn't, as Max referenced earlier, that quite often in the past you wouldn't even have known about. That's the big thing, isn't it? Is that you don't know about it. And there are places where you can put tenders, but in the past they've always been swamped by big guys that just go, blah, we'll have all of that. So that's fantastic, and I really love what you're doing. The full launch is on October 1?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah, we better keep to that now, Neil. I hope
you heard that, folks. There was a commitment there. Neil, come back off holiday and get it finished, mate, and get those bugs out of it.
He'll be fine as long as he doesn't meet me for Prosecco in Canterbury.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, based on many years' experience of doing these kind of things myself, there's always things that you find once you go live, because no matter how much you test things and how many times you try things out, when you go live, somebody will always find something that isn't how you wanted it to be. It does. Funnily enough, on Jobs in Kent, we've spent 11 months completely rebuilding our website. We have tested it to death. We've done, because obviously we have an awful lot of users. We've tested it to death. Da, 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 da. I was in the office the other day. We went live an hour later. They all walked in and they went, oops, we found a problem. Really? Yep, really. Not a big one. It took us 15 minutes to fix. But with all the testing, everything we did, it took a live customer to go, I used to be able to do that. And when I did it this time, it took me to the wrong place. And, you know, so absolutely. But we'll get there. And people will forgive that, you know. Especially when you launch something like that, you tell people it's an early version and whatever. So exciting times.
Yeah, very exciting.
Exciting times, Martin. What I want to explore now is how people get involved. Mm. So let's assume you're live.
Yeah.
You've gone live. It's now October the 2nd, and you're live. What do you want people to do on both sides of the street here?
Yeah, okay. So the first thing really is to sign up for an account.
Right.
Everybody needs to sign up for an account, ultimately. Mm. We're going to be free to use up until the 1st of May next year, because I don't think there's any point in trying to charge for something until people can actually see the value that they're going to get from it.
Yeah.
So the first thing to do is to sign up for an account and actually create your business profile on our system. So at that point, you automatically become visible.
Mm.
If you have an immediate requirement for your business for a particular service or product that you need in your business, then you know you're ready to use it. So by all means, post that tender request on the system and start to get those responses in. Obviously, every tender request request for quote that gets posted will also result in somebody else being offered an opportunity to quote for your business. So that's what we really need. We need people to start signing up and crucially using it. So there'll be an initial inertia that we need to overcome on a sort of critical mass level.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, once enough people are using it, I think hopefully it will take on a life of its own.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time. Give us a shout for your web address and your Twitter handle so that people can follow you and sign up and do the things that you want them to do.
Brilliant. Thanks, Paul. So as Jules mentioned, it's supplymybusiness.co.uk. And our Twitter handle is at supplymybiz, B-I-Z.
Fantastic. There are links to that on the Kent Business Radio website, and they will remain there in perpetuity. Do sign up, do get involved, and do support a fantastic new local business. Martin White, for the moment, Supply My Business, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jules.
Cool.
Very interesting that. So remember, you need to sign up before the 1st of October to really get the benefits.
Yeah.
Kent Healthy Business Awards, free networking and business breakfast, is 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Friday the 18th of September at the Best Western Manor in Gravesend. Go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk to find out more about that.
Cool. Sandwich Sports and Leisure Trust have a generous donation of £2,000 from Latour. Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre, operated by Freedom Leisure on behalf of the centre's trustees, has recently received an extremely helpful donation of £2,000 from Latour de Sandwich.
La Tour de Sandwich,
yeah. Back in June, the trustees helped out as marshals for the annual cycle event, which is promoted and sponsored by Locks of Sandwich, the cycle shop. And Steve Laslett, the organiser of Le Weekend, handed over the cheque to trustees Roy Elliott, Andrew Jefferson, Alan Noak and Terry Hopper. La Tour de Sandwich is part of Le Weekend, which now in its sixth year, this popular event takes over Sandwich Town Centre every June for 2 days of French-themed fun and festivities. You can find out more about it by emailing alan.noak, N-O-A-K-E, alan.noak at sandwich, slct.org.uk. So do find out about that. And two things on that, sport and French.
Mm-hmm.
On the sport front, we've just had a tweet from Lee Willis.
Yeah.
Who says, great show today, Kent Business Radio and Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. And Corian's Football Club. They're a community football club over there in Medway. And they say, we have loads of opportunities to play. And that's at any age, any standard, any sex. So they do boys and girls, men's and women's, vets.
Even people like you that are quite elderly,
shut up,
can play.
Disabled, they have all kinds of community football teams. They run dozens and dozens and dozens of teams, and they're looking for players. And you can find out about them by going to their website, which is ancoriansfc.co.uk. That's the sport angle. And there's a French angle here, because I've had an email from the lovely Nathalie Benaig.
Ah, mon Dieu.
And she says, the Leyden Canterbury Culture Rush, a fun way to explore Canterbury in 60 minutes, walking around the city, solving clues and taking selfies. It's taking place on the 17th and 18th of October, that's a Saturday and Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. Meet outside the Mullow Theatre in Canterbury. It costs £5 for adults, £3 for children, and a team of six people is £18 a team. To find out more, to sign up or to get involved, you can contact the lovely Nathalie, and her email, her website is kentcreativearts.co.uk, where you can find out all about it, or you can call her on 01795 597 576. That's the Leyden Canterbury Culture Rush on the 17th and 18th of October, so do get involved with that.
And Kent Invicta have an after-hours networking event at the Hive Imperial, and that's this evening, 6 p.m. to 7:30. And they say it promises to be a great night. The speaker will be Andrew Priestley, and he'll be exploring the art of the seven-second pitch. Details are kentinvictachamber.co.uk, but it's this evening, 6 p.m. at the Hive Imperial Hotel. Is that Folkestone or Hive?
Hive.
There's
a clue in there.
Clue in the name, yes. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was Folkestone.
So that's a hotel in hotel.
Afternoon tea networking. This sounds lovely. This is at the Western Hanger Castle in Hive.
Yeah. So in Western Hanger, actually.
Well, she says it's in Hive. where you have the... It's a marvellous castle. And it's £15 for chamber members. And when is it, I hear you ask? It is 23rd of September, 1:30 p.m.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker radio show for the very first time. It's
Freddie Mercury.
It's Freddie Mercury. No, it's not. We must stop this.
He wants to break free.
Yeah. It's Kieran Reardon of Adkick. Kieran, welcome to the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Hello, Paul, and hello, Jules.
Hello.
It's a great pleasure to be on the show.
Fantastic. Thank you. Sorry about all the Freddie Mercury jokes.
You've heard it before.
Yeah, I've heard it from a young age, actually. So I think it's my teeth. So it's
the whole face.
It's the whole look. Yeah.
Maybe I should start doing that instead of.
Well, I think your business plan is fabulous, and we're going to talk about that. But I have offered to work as your looky-likey agent, because you really are a dead ringer. Anyway. Let's talk about Adkick, because that's what you hear.
Yes.
Again, it's another new startup business. Your pre-launch, I guess.
Yeah, the site is actually live today.
Today?
Yeah. So it's a website for booking all sorts. You can find all sorts of ad spaces on there, so they're all unique. So we've got, as an example, we've got the big ad vans that drive around, you know, the big ones that you see on the elections. You can book them online.
Wow.
We've got right down to we're just in negotiations of sorting out petrol pumps, so you can advertise on a petrol pump.
Oh, like you do on the petrol nozzles.
Yeah, so you know, if you're a tyre company, it's like there's nothing better.
Yeah.
Sandwich bags. We've got the big billboard in Chatham Dockside.
Right,
so
okay.
That's a great one to advertise on for a local Kent business.
Absolutely. I got a big billboard in Maidstone.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
No. I think this is a fabulous idea. So let's just round this out a bit and chat a little bit about what your website's going to offer is lots of different advertising mediums.
Yes.
So it's not just radio advertising or newspaper advertising or whatever, or website advertising. There's lots and lots of different ways to advertise, as you said.
Yeah.
Roadside hoardings, on the side of a van, on a sandwich bag, on, you know, all kinds of things. Mm. Yeah. Presumably, you're going to find those opportunities and put them on your website. Is that how it works?
That's correct, yeah. So we're teaming up with lots of advertisers at the moment.
Yeah.
People like bakeries, for example, they want to focus on selling their sandwiches. Mm. They're great foods, and you know they don't want to worry about advertising. So one of the services that we offer to a bakery is that we will organise the advertising on their sandwich bags.
So you get their sandwich bags printed up with their name and website address or whatever.
Yeah, or for a business. So if you wanted to advertise the Business Bunker show on a sandwich bag, I could organise that for you.
We could advertise yours, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We could do that. I mean, that would be... spectacular, that word. Yeah. If we advertise sandwiches with Jules's name on.
So I mean, you know, there's so many opportunities. It's a really niche market, and
absolutely
you can advertise in the traditional methods, but there people, businesses find it hard to reach out and advertise in different ways. So what I'm hoping to do is you can on the site you can type in a location, for example, and you can see all the different types of ad spaces listed, and you can see photographs of the ad space, you can see the price, the footfall, all sorts of the information, and you can actually take your time to choose what you're looking for.
Okay.
And there's no pressure selling, you know. In the past I've actually tried to book a billboard and I ended up with prices for 10 billboards.
Yeah.
I don't want 10, I want one.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like that, you know, there's a bit of...
I have a billboard on the M25 as well, and I totally get where you're coming from. I know exactly what it's like. But I'm interested in this because this is something that people have begun to overlook.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, as you all know, because I go on about it enough, I run primarily digital businesses. And, of course, a lot of advertising has gone digital. But we mustn't overlook other forms of advertising, you know, offline advertising, still be big, you know. Mm. And as you quite rightly say, Kieran, there are so many places you can do things, and a lot of things are relevant to particular businesses. Like one of the things you see quite often in Kent is on roundabouts in the road.
Yeah.
You see advertising boards on there.
Yeah.
With a roundabout sponsored by so and so. Those kind of things are really cool, especially if they fit the kind of business that you've got.
Yeah, and for the right business,
exactly.
They're brilliant, you know.
And I think you highlighted that when you were talking about advertising on petrol pump nozzles.
Mm.
People that, you know, supply cars, you know, like batteries, tyres,
tire company,
MOTs.
Dealership.
Yeah, exactly. It's a no-brainer type of thing to advertise, isn't it?
And we've just secured a deal with beer mats as well. So
beer mats,
but you can get your brand on a beer mat in a pub. So if you sell pub snacks or any sort of something that your beer drinkers might want to see, it's a brilliant.
Like beer mats. I don't drink beer.
So
I don't
possibly,
like beer. But
hangover cures.
that would go down well, wouldn't it?
I can admit this now because it's some time down the line and it kind of all went quiet. But many years ago, when I was trying to launch a business that I didn't have any budget to launch and all the rest of it, I came up with a cunning idea of advertising on beer mats. And what I did is I got a load of beer mats printed, and then I just went to the pub and left them on the tables. I did get into a little bit of trouble over that.
Yeah, you have to speak to the pub owner first.
Yeah. And they said no, so I didn't. I just left them on the tables, and then I got into... Because, funnily enough, they can track you. Because it's got your name on there. I didn't think of that. But legitimately, that form of advertising, especially if you're trying to get to the general public, is a massive form of advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, you might actually go on our site looking, you might be looking for advertising on beer mats, but you might actually see a different form of advertising that works for you at the same time.
So. Absolutely. Well, some of the many things I like about your business model is
One, it's disintermediation, which is one of my favourite things, and I'll come back to that in a minute, but I do
apart from collaboration.
Yeah, yeah. I love collaboration and disintermediation, and we'll come back to what I mean by that in a moment. But also, it's the fact that there are so many things in one place, because normally when you deal with an advertising outlet, they have one source. Mm. And they will seek to push you down that route, whether it's right for you or not, because that's all they got.
That's all they got
to sell. Yeah. Mm. And they'll go, you've got to advertise on beer mats. Yeah. And you go, but I'm advertising, you know, anti-beer drinking or something. And you go, yeah, it won't work. And I go, yeah, it will, because they've got nothing else to offer. So what I like is that you have a range of different things. And as you quite rightly say, Kieran, people can come to the site looking for one thing and think, oh, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could advertise there. I didn't know that spot was available.
Mm.
Because quite a few things are location dependent as well.
That's right.
For those of you that don't know, if you come up Upper Stone Street in Maidstone, as you approach the junction with Knight Rider Street, if you look up, we have a 50-foot banner that says Jobs in Kent.
It's not a picture of you, is it?
Yeah, pointing.
That would really put you off.
Yeah. We have a 50-foot banner on the side of a building there. And that spot is brilliant because almost all the traffic in Maidstone has to go past that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, if you have traffic jams and things, that's perfect.
They sit there looking at it for hours.
Yeah.
Mind you, I do get loads of complaints from people that says, I've been sat here for 20 minutes looking at your blooming advert. Can you change it? Well, no, it's a banner. But anyway.
It's even simple things like some of the farmers markets that I work with have a raffle ticket and people can advertise on the back of that raffle ticket.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, that's a really simple thing because it goes home with people.
That is really niche, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a perfect listing for the site. So
I'll
get the details of you.
When you think about it, there are lots of places that you can put things. You know, matchboxes and stuff like that were, the matchbooks that you used to get, advertising matchbooks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that people used to give away free.
There's ads on the back of the most common one is the back of car park tickets.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Then you can advertise on bins. I mean, just anywhere. I mean, the more you think about it, the more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. It's disintermediation, and let me tell you what I mean by disintermediation, because I'm very big into disintermediation. It's one of the things that I see as a massive trend. One of the things, disintermediation is about taking something that used to have someone that specialised in doing it and making it available. So what you're kind of cutting out, for want of a better word, is in the old days when you... had to advertise as a small business, you stood no chance, because the only way you could do that was to go and employ an advertising agency, which cost a vast amount of money, who then said, what you need to do is advertise on petrol pumps, and it will cost X amount, and that X amount was the fee to advertise on a petrol pump plus their vast fees for doing it plus the fees for them recommending that you do it. And as a small business, we couldn't do that, so you know, we didn't have access to that market. Disintermediation is when you cut out the middleman. And that's exactly what your website's offering to do for smaller businesses.
Mm.
Those of us that can't afford an advertising agent or someone to, you know, say, do you know, I can book you, 10 months of ITV advertising on the telly or whatever. If we can't afford that, to go to your website and go, oh, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could advertise there. I didn't know you could do that.
Mm.
That is the ultimate disintermediation. And I think it's absolutely brilliant because it serves a marketplace. It doesn't really hurt the existing marketplace because they don't deal with small businesses because they don't have a budget to do it. And it puts in front of people the ability to do things like that.
Mm.
And it kind of works for everybody because once as a small business, you start advertising in that way, hopefully you grow and then you get to the point where you go, do you know what? I need an advertising agent to take this over and to really go to the next level with it. So it works for everybody, really. And that's what I love about it. And that's what I love about disintermediation. The other big disintermediators are people like Purple Bricks in the estate agency market. And people like Jobs in Kent in the recruitment market with portals and things like that. Mm. So I really love the idea.
So what about pricing? How does it start for a small business? Any kind of rough idea of how people could start off, for example?
Well, the price of the ad spaces.
Yeah.
Well,
what would you suggest for a small business starting off?
I can't suggest anything really, because it depends on their type
it's
of business.
It's the people that own the space,
It's their budget. But as an example, the billboard in Chatham Dockside, you may, I don't know if you've seen it, have you? It's a digital billboard, big speakers with it, and it's quite bright as well.
Yeah.
You may look at that and think, oh, that's a lot of money, and you won't bother actually looking into it. Mm. But that actually is £100 a week, and you get about minimum of 50 showings a day on that board.
Yeah.
And it's 4 million visitors a year. Just to that one place.
Absolutely. I can't remember the name of the company. There's a company that has TV screens in post offices and things like that.
Yeah,
you can advertise on
and
that.
And doctors, you have.
And I think you'll find Alan Sugar.
Yeah, he's got AMS Screen.
AMS Screen. Mm. He owns a company that does that, doesn't he?
It was Screen, wasn't it?
Yeah, AMS Screen. Yeah,
in the petrol stations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's TV screens in petrol stations that show adverts.
And doctor's surgeries happen now.
Absolutely. Yeah. As Kieran says, the cost is down to the owner of the ad space. Mm. What Kieran's doing is just putting you in touch with them, and presumably your business model is you make some kind of commission from the people selling the ad space eventually.
Yeah. But the other thing is, what you could do is with us, you could book a whole campaign, so you might be looking for beer mats and the board and everything, and you can deal with us to do the whole lot.
So you would give them a price?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
the prices are there, you know.
So is it all on? If we go on your website, we can look at the prices, for example.
Yeah. When I started the business, I thought, every space has got one price, and you can pay online and you can book it like that. But it doesn't work like that.
You can haggle.
There's negotiations.
Okay.
But there's
there's all kinds of things, aren't there? Yeah. There's bulk booking. It all depends how many you're going to book, what period of time you're going to run.
Well, we'll work with you and make sure that you're happy. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the business that's booking the space is happy, and they're going to get a return on their investment and come back in the future.
Mm. Absolutely. So. And as you quite rightly intimated, Kieran, one of the huge benefits of the many benefits of AdKick is that there are different outlets all in one place. Normally, when you go and try and book ads, you either speak to people that sell space in petrol stations, or people that sell space on billboards, or people that sell space in a magazine.
Yeah.
You can't put a package together of different things without going to a dozen different organisations and negotiating with each one individually.
Yeah. You haven't got time for that.
And you haven't got the time for that. You just haven't got the time for that, and you don't know what works, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, again, one of the beautiful things I like about what you're doing is you're not trying to force anybody down a particular route. You can afford to give people the right information because you're not desperate to sell them one form of advertising. And I really like that. Mm. And you launched today.
Yeah, I've got the site live. A lot of the listings aren't on there yet, but I thought I didn't want to come here with a blank website, so I thought
I'd
get it up and get some listings on there. We've already negotiated, so there are some spaces on there ready for businesses to see.
Excellent.
So, and I know it's going off the subject a little bit, but I'm on the finalist of Young Startup Talent.
Oh, are you?
So it's the Young Startup Awards. So,
when is this?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, man. Yeah,
tomorrow evening.
Blimey, it's all
so
happening for you this week, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'll find out if the winner gets a £50,000 prize fund to actually take the business to the next level.
I definitely want to be your manager. tell us a little bit more about that. About the award and how you were nominated.
I actually went to Kent 2020, and I bumped into Young Startup Talent. I had a stand now, and I got talking to them, and I told them all. I said, "What's this?" And they told me all about Young Startup Talent, and I said, "I've got an idea that I'm just starting actually." And they said, "Oh, you should enter it. You know, I'll give it a go. Nothing to lose." I said, "All right," and I'll go online. So I got home, entered it, and then got a call saying you're through. You know, come to a workshop. But it's not just an awards. It's workshops. They help you with your business plan.
Wow,
they go through everything with you. And without them, actually, I wouldn't be here today in this studio, because that's led me to meet Ben Towers, which has led me to working alongside him. He's actually mentoring me with Neville.
I have to tell you, Ben Towers is 17 years old and has been in business since he was 11.
Having a mentor is the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
This is my second it's my third business actually, and both times I tried to do things on my own.
Yeah.
Tried to actually build the websites on my own, and it's not possible. You need the help of
As Martin and Max have both indicated earlier, it's about doing things together.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it is.
So it's, we collaborate.
You cannot do it all.
I think your business, like Martin's, is a fabulous idea. It has spotted something that genuinely... you hear so many people, when they're successful, then go back and go, I spotted a gap in the market. And you go, no, you didn't. You two guys definitely have spotted a gap in the market for something very specific. And that's what I really like about both business ideas, and why I wanted you on together as well. Because they're kind of complementary, what you guys are doing too.
Mm.
And I love both of the ideas, because I think they really are... destined for success. They really are, because they do hit something that people in business need and want and are going to use.
Mm.
It's not frivolous. It is the kind of thing that people want. Mm. I'm already fascinated by what you're doing, and I can't wait to have a dig around your website and find out what I don't know about.
Yeah.
And think, I've never serious. I'm absolutely serious about this. Pete, who's the managing director of my main business, we sat in my office the other day, and he went, I haven't got a clue where to advertise anymore. We have 23...
Can I have his number?
Sorry?
Can I have his number?
Yeah, yeah. We have 23 million hits to our website. I mean, how do you get more people? You know, you go, what should we do next? We've kind of done everything we could think of, and we're now trying to think of really avant-garde and different things. So we're going to have a right trawl around your website and see what we can come up with.
Yeah.
Because we have been experimenting with the things we knew about, which was roundabout advertising, roadside hoarding advertising. We've got car advertising. We've got a fleet of cars, sign written and stuff like that. So fantastic. Kieran, again, we could talk about it forever. Good luck with the launch of the website today.
Thank you.
Mega good luck for tomorrow.
Excellent.
Please keep us posted.
Yeah, don't
tweet us.
Hashtag #BBunker.
And ask those guys to get in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well.
They'll be listening.
The organisers, yeah.
Give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle.
It's adkick.co.uk, which is adkick.co.uk, and Twitter is adkick.uk.
Fantastic. Kieran, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bank
Show. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure to hear from you and to find out about your fantastically fabulous business. We wish you mega luck with it and mega luck with your competition. And
thank you.
Keep us up to date, as Jules said.
Will do.
We're fast approaching the end of the show. We've got loads of tweets still coming in. We've got loads of emails to read and not very much time. Hello, Business Bunker. The Halloween Dreamland Margate mutates into the world of nightmares, transforming into Screamland. The region's largest scare festival is launching in October with a number of scare shows and attractions. Screamland will be the spine-tingling scariest place in Kent. Guests will experience the very dark side of Dreamland with the usual unlimited use of the favourite rides and attractions, but with an unexpected twist. You're going to get scared. Screamland, really, to get into the Halloween festivities this year, if you go to dreamland.co.uk/Screamland, you can find all about Dreamland Margate's Halloween special. Jules.
Are you getting the best results from your email marketing? 76% of people surveyed by Smith Harmon said they'd made a purchase from an email. Five very important reasons to ensure you get great results. This is going to be a presentation by Tamsin Fox Davies, who's a regular Business Bunker guest, and she's giving a free masterclass on Thursday the 15th of October on email marketing essentials, your ticket to the most profitable marketing. You need to go to www.kentb2b.co.uk to find out more about that.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jules. Well, we're kind of at the end of the show now. It just leaves me to say some thank yous. Thank you to RAP Office Contracts, who are today's show sponsor. Thank you to the Federation of Small Businesses, Kent and Medway, and Rift Accounting, who are the overall supporters of the show. A huge, huge thank you to our three guests, the lovely Max Gooding of Gooding and Wood, the equally lovely Martin White of Supply My Business, the Freddie Mercury lookalike. Sorry, Kieran, we got to go with this, mate.
You haven't put a song on.
No, I haven't. No, if only I'd have known. the lovely Kieran Reardon of AdKit UK. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from all of you. And most of all, a massive, massive thank you to all the listeners out there in the business world, especially in the small and medium-sized business of Kent. Thank you so much for tweeting, emailing, joining in with the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you all.
Big thanks to our sponsors too, the FSB.
I just did that.
Oh, well,
you
I was
weren't
tweeting.
Listening, were
no,
you?
I was tweeting.
You weren't listening to me. You were busily
but
playing with
you
your
again.
Phone. Thanks again to yes. the FSB, RAP Office Contracts and Rift Accounting. Thank you so much. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk, shortly at 5 o'clock, we have the fabulous Mr. Craig Avery with his celebrity interview show. That is followed by... At 7 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show, 18 glorious hand-picked tunes from 18 unsigned acts. Do listen in to the New Potato Show at 7 o'clock. And that's followed at 9 o'clock by...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Full drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
Friday night, 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
That's Boy George with Club Culture show on Tuesday nights now. At 9 o'clock, so do listen in to channelradio.co.uk. But for the moment, I've been Paul Andrews. She's been the absolutely gorgeous Jill Serkin. You've been listening to the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.